This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me today is Dave Dow, a farrier from Houston, Missouri. And Dave, talk to us a little bit about when a horse owner should call in a farrier.
We normally will trim a horse about every 6 to 8 weeks. If you have any type of hoof problems, then of course you're going to call them in as well. But generally speaking, you should maintain your horse's hooves about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Farriers, a lot of people associate them with shoeing of horses, which I heard you talk a little bit about the reasons that you would shoe a horse, and there's not a lot of reason to shoe a horse a lot of times, is there?
There isn't. There's only three times you should really shoe a horse. You should shoe the horse for protection of the hoof, correction for any gait faults or hoof issues, and traction. If you're going across terrain, you sometimes will need traction on icy surfaces, sandy surfaces. If you're barrel racing, you might need them. You see a lot of people who shoe their horses simply because they've always shod their horses, but there's no real reason to do it. Some horses don't need shoes because their hooves don't warrant it. They don't wear out as much as another horse's will, or maybe they don't need the traction that they might get with a shoe. A lot of trimming sometimes is a better way to go.
Now, you talked a little bit about correcting problems. What are some of the problems that shoeing can help with?
There's a lot of different things. If you have a horse that's toes turn in or turn out, you can correct with shoeing. If you have a horse that hits the opposite side, if the right hind hits your left hind, you can correct that with shoeing. You also have issues with laminitis, which is where the hoof ball separates from the coffin bone. That's a corrective shoeing program. Sometimes if you have a horse that hits the front foot with the hind foot, called forging, then you can correct that with shoeing as well.
Now, something else that farriers deal with is diseases of the hoof. I know thrush, especially in the muddy times, can be a real problem. Talk about preventive measures, and if you come down with some of those diseases, what can be done?
To prevent, you really just need to keep your horse's hooves clean and in the clean environment as possible. Every stall, every barn, every trailer, every paddock has all the elements of thrush. So the key is to really clean out your horse's hooves and use different products. There's a lot of commercial products out there that you can buy. I personally prefer to mix apple cider vinegar 50-50 with water, put it in a spray bottle, clean out my horse's hooves, spray it down, and that really does a lot to prevent. But the biggest thing is just cleaning the stalls, keeping your horses in a clean environment as possible. Of course, obviously, when it's muddy, it's kind of hard to do, but you take other preventives by just cleaning the hoof.
Now, if you have a horse that has come down with thrush, what can be done to try and cure it or at least, you know, get it out of there?
Like I said, there are a lot of commercial products out there. There's Clean Tracks, Thrush Buster, different products like that. The biggest thing is just get the horse's hoof clean. And when thrush develops, a lot of times there's parts of the frog that will cover up the thrush. Thrush dies in air, so clean out the frog, clean out the grooves, clean out the sole of the frog of the hoof, and just keep them clean and use the products to prevent it.
What else do farriers do that occupies your time?
I do a lot of blacksmithing. I've been making a lot of different art projects out of shoes. I make hearts. I make necklaces. I make crosses. I ride. I ride horses. We like to ride, too. We, you know, never trust a farrier that doesn't know how to ride. I'm more comfortable under a horse than I am on, but I do ride and enjoy that.
Speaking of being under a horse, a lot of horses are touchy with their feet.
Oh, you definitely need to be out of a lot of the strike zones because you can have your knees taken right out from under you with just an easy kick. The biggest thing with getting the horses to pick up their feet is start when they're young. I mean, as soon as they drop on the ground, I had a foal 2 days old, and I was out picking up all 4 feet. And that foal, when it turned into an adult horse, was just the easiest horse to deal with because it was normal for him. I also recommend when I have a horse that has problems picking up their feet, I'll recommend to the owner, when they feed it grain, make sure you pick up every hoof before that horse ever touches a mouthful of grain. That just helps train the horse to know that I need to pick up my feet when they're asked for or I don't get my food.
For horse owners, what advice do you have for them as far as when to call in a farrier?
You really need to maintain the proper footprint on the horse. So anytime you start getting a hoof that is out of the norm, when it gets long, when it just cracks, anything out of the norm, we really try to make sure that hoof looks like it should. Give it the proper footprint, and anytime it's outside of that, that's really when we need to start looking at the hoof.
Well, Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much, sir.
That's Dave Dow, a farrier from Houston, Missouri. He's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next week for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.